In March, supervising attorney for the Delaware and New Jersey chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, Paul Stanley Holdorf, began analyzing patterns in over 2,200 grievance letters from Delaware prisoners sent to the ACLU over the past few years. Holdorf says more than 1,000 letters were from Vaughn inmates.
We think we have the only hard data on what prisoners were saying before the incident.
There was a steep increase in grievance letters sent from Vaughn inmates between 2014 and 2015, with major jumps in prisoner complaints about access to grievance forms and mental health care. ACLU of Delaware Executive Director Kathleen McRae says she believes if Vaughn handled grievances better, the uprising could have been anticipated and prevented.
If the Department of Corrections had a grievance process that was comprehensive, transparent, legitimate, they can track that data and they can know if there are situations within their system that are reaching a crisis point.
The ACLU of Delaware has made a FOIA request for information about Vaughn's grievance process. McRae says from what she's learned so far, it's far less transparent than many other states. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.